Welcome to Blooming Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce you the amazing Miss Sheila Unique. Sheila, why don't you take it from here?
Thanks, Tanya. Let me start out by inviting you to be open to the unique approach, an approach which guides you to look inside yourself. An approach which guides you to keep your blossoms fragrant and full of life. The unique approach is about self-awareness and about self-empowerment. Your garden continually blooms. Today, let's talk about gardening. A garden of perennial flowers, to be specific. A garden of bright, colorful, fragrant flowers. Perennials are the flowers that continually grow year after year, blooming on their own. Using the analogy of a garden, what would you need in your garden for your flowers to grow like that? I would think you would need nutrient-rich soil, regular watering, of course, rain would be best, and then lots of sunshine for sure. That would be the optimal growing environment for anything to flourish. Going a little further, what kinds of things wouldn't you want in your garden? Well, I would think you wouldn't want weeds overtaking your garden. You wouldn't want the insects eating away at the plant leaves and roots. I would also think you wouldn't want something over top of your garden keeping the sun out. Nope, none of that. With nature and with life as they are, there isn't always the best growing environment. There aren't always the best growing conditions. Yet, year after year, perennial flowers continue to bloom where they are planted. Throughout my talk, I'm going to continue to use the analogy of flowers. I love the quote I read on Facebook the other day. The quote was by Zen Shin, and it goes like this. A flower does not think of competing with the flower next to it. It just blooms. Well, that wasn't what happened in our garden. This flower lived in a garden of comparison, lived in a garden of competition. So let me share a bit about our garden, a bit about how this flower continued to bloom even through the difficult growing environment. And maybe you can relate. I was born an identical twin, and growing up, I experienced everything had to be the same. We wore the same clothes, we had the same haircuts, we even got the same number of gifts on our birthday and special holidays. But you know, whenever I struggled with something, I tended to look to my twin for the answers, because after all, she was supposed to be the same as me. Our flowers were groomed to grow the same. And because we were identical, people found it very difficult to tell us apart. My mom would help them along, making it easier to identify who was who. Mom always pointed out that I had a birthmark on the right side of my face. And, you know, depending on who Mom was talking with, she started to describe our differences in more detail. The details included differences in our physical bodies and our personalities. Now, I liked when I was the one who was favored over the other one. Sheila was the one on the honor roll at school, and Sharon, she was the troublemaker. Sheila was the more happy, and well, Sharon tended to be depressed. Talk about sunshine for my flower. Well, you know, if Mom had to continue to compare us, I liked hearing the good things about me. But that didn't always happen. there were times when Mom would say things about me that I didn't like. Sheila was the heavier, fatter one, and Sharon was the skinny one. And then Mom would laugh, telling people I had her figure. My mom, she was very short and very overweight, and I didn't like that. It was pretty difficult to sit and listen to her continually point out my flaws. Talk about not wanting weeds and insects around my flower. There were days when the growing conditions were unfavorable. But these conversations continued all the time growing up in our garden. You know, somehow in nature, as it is in life, our flowers continue to bloom. One thing about perennial flowers is they don't need to be reminded to grow every year. Nature just takes over. And you are the same. Regardless of their growing conditions, every day of your life, you get up and live life to the best of your ability. Some days, the days go smoothly where everything works out great, and then there are days where problems surface, causing you to get emotionally upset in some way. What you do with that upset makes a difference in the growing conditions. So I invite you to think of your own flower in the garden of life. Have you ever been upset about the growing conditions around you? Well, let me put this another way. Think of the times you have been bothered about some of the people, things, and situations in your life. For example, bothered about how some people behave. Upset about the timing of things. Maybe even stressed out because you are experiencing a lot of aches and pains lately. Well, what would you do with all of that? Of course you wouldn't want that to overtake your garden. No one wants problems, let alone be emotionally upset a lot of time. Tending to my own flower in life has taught me this unique approach to keeping your flower fragrant and in full bloom. So there's times where problems surface, causing you to react and get upset in some way. Getting upset indicates you have unrest inside yourself. To have unrest means that you're not at peace or you're not okay with whatever's happening in your life at the time. To hear that another way, if you were okay and at peace with what was going on, you wouldn't have unrest. So unrest surfaces, causing you to react. Now, to be upset or to be bothered, those are both examples of reactions, and you know, it doesn't matter what it is. When you get upset with what someone does or doesn't do, that indicates that you have unrest inside yourself. And you know, everyone deals with unrest at one point or other in their life. So when there is unrest, people tend to look outside themselves. And I was no different. Let me show you what I mean by that. Whenever I had any kind of problems, my problems were because of the people, things, and situations around me. It was because of them I had problems. And if I couldn't get someone to do something I thought they should, I got upset. Do you ever do that? The more I tried to get people to understand or make changes, and they didn't, I got frustrated, I got upset, I got resentful. Other people didn't get emotional, but I did. And going a little further, if I wanted to feel better, I worked on the people around me. they should change and then I would feel better. It didn't occur to me to even consider looking inside myself to feel better. At the time, to look inside me was the furthest thing from my consciousness. I was so busy tending everyone else's garden. I couldn't even see what was taking place in my own. And I heard this said one day, hurt people hurt other people. Do you know, from my experiences in life, I knew that was a fact. I had lived that myself. But you know, life taught me that it wasn't the things outside of me that needed to change. The changes needed to happen inside of me. And you know, one day I realized I was so invested in what others were doing. It was time to shift my focus. Being emotionally upset a lot of the time didn't make me feel any happier. I struggled and I fought my way along life. My flower wasn't as fragrant as I wanted it to be. So I turned inside myself to heal and resolve the unrest I was feeling. I wanted to feel at peace. I wanted to be okay with life as it was naturally happening for me. So here is some gardening wisdom. You know, gardens as they are will have flowers, will have weeds, will have insects. Flowers can't tell the weeds where to grow, and, well, flowers can't tell the insects to leave. Flowers can only be the best flowers they can be, considering the growing environment around them. Flowers themselves grow in the soil provided. They work with whatever water they get, whatever sunshine is there, and live through the weather and season changes. In the garden of life, this same wisdom offers you much grace. Any changes you want to personally make in your life, it will be inside yourself where you feel the effects of those changes. It is inside yourself where you can truly influence what you are feeling in any moment of time. What you are feeling inside will always be in relation to everything and anything outside of you. See, flowers in life can experience problems. Life and nature naturally introduce problems as opportunities to learn and grow through. And I purposely said grow through. It's kind of like with perennial flowers. They have to grow through each day, grow through each season. They deal with whatever nature brings along. Flowers can't say, well, this year I don't want too much rain. They can't say, let's make this winter season a little shorter this year. Nature is nature. And here is a gardening tip when it comes to growing through the difficult weather conditions and the unfavorable growing environments. Consider this. Don't force the growing cycle. You are going to grow through every experience you move through in life. Every experience happens for your own learning and growing. It happens to help you to heal and resolve unrest inside of you. Forcing your growing cycle would look like this. One flower thinking they need to be growing quicker than the next flower. One flower needs to be in a better position so they get more sunshine. One flower complaining because there's too many weeds around them. What happens is problems can be perceived as blocks especially if they continue to surface. You did what you could to try to resolve your problem, and yet the problem doesn't go away. Perceived blocks can result from thinking you shouldn't have to deal with your problems anymore. And perceived blocks can result because you're thinking that you should be somewhere other than where you are. Thinking that can very easily escalate the unrest you feel inside. In other words, it can cause more unrest. What do I mean by that? Let's say you're dealing with a difficult ex-spouse who isn't treating you good at all. To think that you would be better off in life without that person is not a truth. Thinking that escalates the unrest you feel inside. And let me word it this way. You have that person in your life for a reason. You are dealing with the situation involving a difficult ex-spouse, and there is something for you to learn and grow through. And to think that you would be better off without that problem would be like forcing the growing cycle. So forcing your growing cycle involves rushing and pushing and demanding and even controlling. And let me give you a silly picture of what that could look like. A yellow flower doesn't like to be next to the white flowers. Oh my goodness, it thinks the white flowers are way too plain and not bubbly enough. The yellow flower wants to be growing over on the other side of the garden where the pink and red flowers are. The yellow flower cuts down the white flowers, telling them how boring they are. The yellow flower starts demanding things change, starts trying to control who grows where in the garden. Now, using that example of the yellow flower, this yellow flower has unrest inside of it. And I purposely use the word unrest. The yellow flower isn't at peace. It's not okay with the growing conditions, with the growing environment. And does that mean that the white flowers are the problem? No, not at all. The problem lies in the perception of the yellow flower. The problem indicates the yellow flower has unrest inside itself. So over time, when you're stuck in a state of reacting, you may tend to rush and push and demand or even control things, things that can't be altered in your timing. Instead of leaving a long-term problem to work its way out, you start rushing and pushing, demanding and controlling things. And why would that be? If you have tried everything to eliminate a problem from your life and it's still part of your life, emotions take over. You're trying to resolve the unrest you're feeling inside, and it won't go away. And that is not fun. I have been there, just as you probably have as well. The more you think and worry about your problems, or let me say, work at the problem, it can actually escalate and build in intensity. It's like you can't leave it alone. It's taken up way too much brain space. Not leaving it alone can lead you to push and rush and demand and control something that isn't necessarily ready to be resolved. What happens next is the struggling and the fighting. And what do I mean by that? You struggle and fight against nature You push others, you rush things, you control situations, struggling and fighting when there's no need to be. And that can be very tiring and very stressful. And that comes from inside you. So going back to the garden, the yellow flower is planted next to the white flowers, and that was by divine design. Any unrest the yellow flower is feeling needs to be resolved inside the yellow flower for that yellow flower to feel at peace with where it is planted. You see, it is the yellow flower that isn't happy being where it is. And you know, when that yellow flower resolves the unrest it feels inside, nature takes care of the rest. Let me say that again. When the yellow flower resolves the unrest it feels inside, nature takes care of the rest. So in the flower garden of life, you don't always get a choice of how fast or slow you move in life. You don't always get a choice on what grows where. You don't always get a choice of the insects which all of a sudden show up for a season or two. You even have less choice when it comes to the growing cycles of the other flowers around you. So in my garden of comparison and competition, I can't change any of the other flowers in our garden, but I sure can change how I feel inside of my flower in relation to the growing conditions I am blessed to experience each day. That leaves my flower always in bloom. And your garden of life has a growing cycle. That growing cycle happens by divine design. When tending to your garden, consider if you are rushing and pushing and demanding or controlling the growing cycle. You will know when you are doing that. At the end of any day, you are left with just you to be just you. And for your flower to bloom even brighter, consider the unique approach for a more fragrant flower full of life. You are invited to find your own truth in all of what I have shared. The title of my presentation today is Your Garden Continually Blooms. I've worked with my healing gifts for over 14 years. The unique approach to resolving any unrest you feel inside of yourself. Experience feeling your unrest and then instantly resolving the healing that takes place inside of you. You're invited to come check out my garden. I'm a relationship expert, passionate about self-empowerment, self-awareness, helping you to be a flower blooming fully in the most wonderful ways possible. The unique approach is about working with your whole being, your physical body, mental body, and spirit body, working with your energetics, your mindsets, and your heart. If you experience unrest inside yourself, may it be in business or your personal life, let's have a conversation. I work privately, one-on-one, and in groups. Gain clarity, focus, and forward action. All of my information is on my website at theuniqueapproach.com. And while you're on my website, you can enter your name for a free draw for an empowerment session with myself. My name is Sheila Unique, CEO and founder of The Unique Approach. I wish you so much joy and grace as you journey forward.